Okay, shalom aleichem to everybody. Good evening. Wanted to discuss. Truth is, it's an introduction to what many of us are going to be learning in the morning, which has a lot to do with Tkiyat Shofar, the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. It also has to do with the time period that we're in. We just finished Rosh Chodesh Elul. That was my birthday that you missed. There was a big one. It was a 40th birthday, so you should all feel not as bad. But it's Rosh Chodesh El, and for those non-Ashkenazim here, anybody Svardim over here? Toledano. I daven in a minion. We'll talk about that. Daven in Svardim. You don't blow shofar, right? What?
We do it. Sir.
You do it. Slicha. There you go. Slicha. I don't go for the slicha part. So we started blowing shofar when Rosh Chodesh El. We know that there's a minhag to blow shofar all of the month of El. What I want to discuss this evening is the source of this. You're going to, as I said, is an introduction, because you're going to see in the first two blot that you're going to learn in whichever Iyun Shir you're in, what are the different times that we blow shofar throughout the year? When are the different times? Yom Kippur. When do we do it on Yom Kippur? At the end of the fast. That's actually a minhag. And it's a Tosfos in Shabbos. What's the reason behind that minhag? Not now, but that's one time we blow the shofar. When's another time we blow the shofar? Yovel. We blow the shofar in Yovel. Good. When else do we blow the shofar?
Kafos.
What?
Kafos.
Can't hear you.
Kafos.
Kafos. Those are like, that's special. Like, you know, that's not even a minhag. That's not even a minhag. That way, when we get to Baba Basra, in Chorev Zman, we'll learn that there are things, that some things we do that like you think are a minhag, not even halachically a minhag. One of my favorite ones when I give Musar is that I say, like, my great-grandfather would come to shul 20 minutes late. Minhag avosenu b'yonadenu. I have a minhag. Right? That's not a minhag. That's called a minhag shtos, which you'll see. Right? So that, by hakafos, they're, I don't think that that's a legitimate minhag, but it could be shtick, especially at the Kotel. Okay, when else? Rosh Hashanah, that's a good one. Okay, Rosh Hashanah, we do it. Are we missing anyone? There's one other one. There's one other time that it's not as well known, which could be what? Mashiach, that's good. That's very nice. We'll get to that also. What?
Fast days.
Okay, on fast days, we will learn, when you learn the sugyas inside, that it depended if you were in the Mikdash or outside of the Mikdash, if you blew both trumpets, Chatzotzrot, and Shofar, or only shofar, etc. So the general question, which we're not going to deal with tonight, I'm going to really focus our discussion tonight on Rosh Chodesh Elul and Elul. But once you hear that you have so many times that we blow shofar, what is the fundamental question that you would ask? Is the nature of the blowing of the shofar on all these times the exact same thing, or are they fundamentally different? You with me? Just because it's the same shofar that I blow on Yovel, is that the exact same, the idea behind it, the philosophy behind it, is the exact same thing that happens on Rosh Hashanah or not? We will see. These are going to be the Mishnayos, the Gemara. This is what we're going to deal with starting tomorrow morning, Mirtzah Hashem. But I want to deal with a minhag, but even more than minhag. And I want to ask, number one, a fundamental question about the relationship of blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul, blowing the shofar of all of Elul, and specifically I'm going to talk about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which means, who knows here without, we're going to look at the sources now, why do we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul? Anybody know? Yeah. To do tshuva. Okay. Maybe, and maybe not. Okay. We'll see or not. Anybody else have a different idea? Gidrum. Preparation for what? Build yourself up to that point. Okay. So somewhat similar to the tshuva a little bit. Okay. So let's start. Okay. The question is going to be also, just what we're going to ask, is the blowing of Rosh Chodesh Elul different than the blowing of what? Of all of Chodesh Elul? That's question number one. Question number two. Everyone with me? Question number one? I put aside the introduction. The introduction is all these different shofars, what's the relationship? That's what you're going to deal with for the next 2 weeks in the morning. What we're dealing with right now is specifically Rosh Chodesh Elul, Elul, in its relationship. That was question number one. Question number two. Is the blowing of Elul some sort of preparation for what? For Yamim Noraim, he said, which is interesting. It could be a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. The 30 days that we're blowing, is it a preparation for Rosh Hashanah? Or is it something that's disconnected from Rosh Hashanah? Everybody hear that second question? The nature of the blowing of Shofar during Chodesh Elul, is it a disconnected at all, nothing to do with the Tkiyat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, or is it really a preparation for Rosh Hashanah? Or, what Mr. Beinish here said, is maybe it's somewhat, which is going to be my Chiddush afterwards, is that maybe it's not even for Rosh Hashanah, but what? Yom Kippur. Which we'll see why we get that. Let's start in the first source. It will come very, very clear, hopefully. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is the first source. It caught my eye here a couple years ago when I was doing this. Actually, when I taught this last time, a couple years ago. And I gave this over as a small shir. And over the years, I've developed it. And I think what I'm going to say is not just nice, but hopefully it's emes. There's a difference between saying nice. If you say it's nice, it's like, okay, you know, nice word. Hopefully I'm going to tell you something that's emes. So that should be good. Okay. So the Medrash says, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is a very unique Medrash. It's not a Medrash Rabbah. Why is it a unique Medrash? It's a Medrash. Who's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. He's a Tana. Okay, but Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the reason why it's a unique Medrash, because when are the Tanaim? Tanaim are 1st century, 2nd century CE. This was Chatum, this was fully written in the times of the Gaonim, which is the 8th century. It's a very unique Midrash. It's historical. Very nice. So it tells us about the source. People quoted this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar as a source why we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, I'm in the first source. Arbim Yom Asa Moshe Bahar. 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu came to the mountain, Har Sinai. Kori Bedat Mikra B'yom V'shone Bedat Mikra B'layel. He learned day and night. Ula Achar Arbim Yom. After 40 days, Lakachat Aluchot. V'yarad Al-Machaneh. Should sound familiar. Shivasa B'tamas. What did he do? This is not a monologue. Smash the Luchos. Shiberat Aluchot. Haraget Chote Yisrael. And then he did another 40 days in the Machaneh. Everyone with me? 40 days up on the mountain learning Torah. Came down on Shivasa B'tamas, saw that they were dancing with the Chete Eyo. Smashed the Luchos. Took 40 days to clean up the mess. Arbim Yomim in the third line. Achis Saraf et Ha'egel. V'katatu ke'afar ha'aretz. V'chrit Avodah Zarah mi'Yisrael. V'yitkin kol shevet shevet mekomo. He took those 40 days to clean up the mess. Clean up the Avodah Zarah. Now, I also want to give credit, at least for the first part of this year, to Rav Ezra Schwartz, who helped me, he's a Rosh Hashiv in YU, who helped me sharpen so some of the points of the first part, and I'll tell you the chiddush of the next part. Uvarosh Chodesh Elul Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk in Parashat Ekev. Alei Eli Hahara. What did Hashem say? What did Hashem say? Come up to the mountain and do what? And what? Veheviru Shofar B'machaneh. What should you do? They should blow the shofar. When? Rosh Chodesh Elul. Shaharei Moshe Ala Lahar Shelo Yit'u Od Achar Avodah Zarah. What does he say? Moshe went up. Hashem says, blow the shofar. Seemingly, what's the purpose if you just read the Medrash? For what reason? Shelo Yit'u Od Achar Avodah Zarah. Which means what? Can't hear you. So you don't sin again. We just cleaned up 40 days. Hashem says, blow the shofar so you don't mess up again. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu nit'ale be'oto shofar. God is raised up, whatever that means. I would say in our awareness of this shofar, shne'emar ala Elokim b'tshuah. V'chein hitkinu chachamim. What is this? You have to pay attention. You're going to learn not to just read art scroll footnotes. You're going to read the fine print inside and see it's very important to read things inside. Does he say the word minhag or does he say the word takana? Takanas chachamim. V'chein itkinu chachamim shiyu tokim b'shofar. Now here is a big problem. What does he say? Barosh Chodesh? Tishrei, what's the problem with that? What's that? Rosh Hashanah. So that's why when everyone quotes him, it's really supposed to be Rosh Chodesh Elul. If you just had this source, if I stop the shiur now because people are tired, but I'm not going to. But if I would stop the shiur right now, we would say, to answer our question, is the blowing of Shofar and Rosh Chodesh Elul at all connected to Rosh Hashanah? What would you say? No! Shelo yitu oda charavodazar. And I would ask you, what is, give me 1 second, what is it a minhag, is it a takanat chachamim? You tell me it's a takanat chachamim. Why do we do it, you would say? Because Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, come up, and after you've done the 40 days of cleaning, shelo yitu oda charavodazar. Blow the shofar, so you'll get rid of that avodah zarah. Now, one of the elephants in the room, I say as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, one of the questions you could have asked me, which I might have cut you off, is, so what's behind the blowing of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? For me to know what the is it a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, I have to know what is behind the Rosh Hashanah. We're only going to mention one tonight. I believe there are 4 shittot. This you'll learn over the next couple weeks also. What is behind the blowing of shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Okay? But simply, if we just had the first source, what do we know about blowing? When do I blow? On when? Rosh Chodesh. The truth is, the first source, we say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's true. Okay? We're going to see in a second it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay? Do I know anything about the whole month of Elul? No. This is where you go to the next source. The next source is the Sefer HaManik, which was a very important Sefer, written by the Ra'avan from France. Okay, Arishon. And he talked about the difference between what we call southern France and northern France, different minhagim. So if you read it, it says minhag tzarfatim in the second source, we're flying. He says the minhag in France was to start from Rosh Chodesh Elul and blow every day. And he says what? Yesh li smach from this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. He quotes the whole Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that we just said. Likach itkinu, look what he says. It's bolded for you. Second source. Litkoa b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana b'shana. Exactly like we just said, correct? If we just had the first source, what would we say? Hashem said to Moshe, blow the shofar when? Rosh chodesh elul. That's it. What are we doing blowing the whole month? There he quotes that what? Lachin itkil litkoa b'rosh chodesh elul b'chol shana b'shana. Osim af misham ve'elach, but then he adds on. You should know about Sorfati. I skipped one bit, important word, which is again. I don't remember if it's northern France or southern France. That says that they also did it. What? They also did it the whole month of El. Doesn't say why, but they did it also the whole month of El. Now, if you look at the Sefer Rokeach, we're going to come back to this. It's the next source. We're going to come back to the Sefer Rokeach. The Sefer Rokeach, who was the Sefer Rokeach? Rav Elazar Mivurms, Ashkenaz. And he quotes this minhag of blowing shofar. I'm in the fourth source. Really, the third source, but it's the fourth one in front of you. L'mala katuv tokim shofar mirosh chodesh elu. Ki chen hitkinu. Shi yu tokim mem yom ad yom ha-kipurim. Al shem mem yom achronim shala Moshe l'marom. Va'amar litko bechol yom. Here the Sefer Rokeach adds 2 very important points. In principle, he says the exact same thing as the first Midrash and the Sefer HaManik, which is what? What is the purpose of blowing the shofar? Shelo yit'u od achar avodah zarah. Correct? Clear as day? Anything to do with Rosh Hashanah? Seemingly not. But one point that he does add, which is what? What's another point that we haven't seen till now? How many days does he say to blow it? 40 days. Well, you had talked about it, preparing for Yom Narun. We're going to come back to this. To my knowledge, I don't know a community in the world that blows all 40 days to Yom Kippur. But we're going to come back to it. We're going to come back to the concept that's going to be based on the Chiddush I want to come with you. So if I just stopped right here, the blowing of the shofar seems not to be as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Seems to be a disconnect. Okay, shelo yitu orach avodah zarah. Any questions so far? Yeah.
So, now when Abodazara is not an issue anymore, wouldn't it seem as if that could potentially stop flowing?
Great question. First of all, we have an assumption that Avodah Zarah is not an issue anymore. That's a different loaded discussion. Okay. Number two, just because a reason is gone, we don't just say if it was it's a takana. If you want to say maybe it's a midat chasidut, you can just go away with it. Once you have a takana, there are times that there is batel tam, batel takana. That in itself, you have to have a limud each time to know when do we say this takana, the reason is not relevant anymore, that we do away with it. But a fair question. Yeah.
Can we say that Rosh Hashanah is just a preparation for Yom Kippur, and therefore it's a preparation for the preparation?
Okay. So that in itself is an assumption that we have to see. As I said, you're going to learn the sugyas to see what is behind the Tkiyat Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? I say there's four different things. I'm going to mention one tonight, but you'll remember that I think there are four shitot, and we'll talk about it. If you don't get it, I'll tell you what I think the four shitot are. However, the other sheet that's brought down by Rav Yitzchak Turner in the Sefer HaMinhagim, from the, again, the Ashkenaz world, from the Maharil, who is the father of Minhagim, his Talmud, and he brings down Minhag Kasher Litkoa. He calls it a Minhag. Mirosh Chodesh Elul Ad Zchor Brit until Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then we stop like we do. Va'az Mavsikim Litkoa Chozrim V'Tokim Rosh Hashanah Zeu Lamid Yom. V'samach Lazeh, there is an allusion to this in the Pasuk, which we say every Thursday, which is the Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, mashma chodesh shalim shu lamed yom. This seems to be that what? What are you doing? Tiku b'chodesh shofar, you have to do what? You have to blow it for what reason? Does he mention anything about shalo yitu odach avodah zarah? No. What does he mention? 30 days before what? Rosh Hashanah. This should ring a bell. We have other halachot that are similar to this idea of shoalim v'dorshim shloshim yom before a chag. On Purim we learn before, at our Purim Suda, you're supposed to be learning Hilchot Pesach. Right? This whole machloket Rishonim, is it applied to, not only to Pesach but to other holidays also. 30 days b'dikat chametz for those people that have gone to hotels before. Some people don't spend Pesach in their home, they go to hotels and they leave early. And there's a halakha that says that you can do bedikat chametz even within 30 days. You go on a cruise and people do the bedikat even within 30 days, which is weird. Why am I doing a bedikat within 30 days? Didn't the chachamim tell us that you have bedikat chametz the night before Pesach? Right? I can't eat matzah now. You know, I love matzah. Now, matzah. People that hate matzah or love matzah. I love matzah. Okay? A quick story about matzah is when I made Aliyah, I used to buy from the soy sale in YU. And it was still, even at that time, it was very expensive. But it was good, thin matzah. I made Aliyah, and they had matzah, but it wasn't... I thought all the matzahs are super thin, like it was in YU. I came here. You can't just buy matzah here. You have to like go to special places. I bought this matzah. It was like thick as a cardboard. I hated it. So therefore, I go to Kfar Chabad. It's got the smallest, thinnest, super expensive matzah ever. End of that story. But the bottom line is, tangent over, just now you could think again. The idea is what? If I started to say, you know what, I want to eat matzah now. Who cares? You know, it's Rosh Hashanah time, it's not Pesach time. So why am I able to do bedikas chametz even 30 days before? So the halacha, it's based on this halacha, it's based on a Rashi, Masechet Pesachim and Davav, that says 30 days before, it's intrinsically connected to the actual holiday. So too over here, seemingly, the blowing of the shofar of these 30 days is what? Is a introduction to what? To get whatever Rosh Hashanah is. If you want to say, some people talked about tshuva. That is the sheet of the Rambam, in my opinion. Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. It's not in the sources. It's in my later edition of sources, but I had this printed out in advance for you. That says what? Even though, it says Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, even though Rosh Hashanah is a gzera, tkiat shofar by Rosh Hashanah is a gzerat katuv, remez yeshbo. There's a hint to it. Uru yishena mishina aschem. Wake up! Not to now, but wake up! Which means what? That the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is tshuva. And therefore, the 30 days, like many of us, I think, popularly would have thought, the 30 days now, according to what? According to Rav Yitzchak Turner, is a preparation, like Gidon said, a preparation for Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva. Now, what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Weather. What's the nafkamina? Weather. the blowing of the shofar of Rosh Chodesh Elul and Elul is what? Is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah or its own independent organism, independent creation of Shlo Yitu Al Chavar Zara. Can anybody tell me the difference? Why do I care if it's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah or nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah? How would you attack this on an analytical level? I know you guys are tired. How would you analyze this? Is this a preparation for Rosh Hashanah or something that's what? Something that's totally independent. What would you say?
I'd say that if you sum so you don't sin again, it would be a preparation more for Yom Kippur.
Again, well, how do I analyze it? What's the practical difference if it's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah?
Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Rosh Hashanah, it's just that you don't sin again. It's like, by Rosh Hashanah,
so,
you're doing a cheer, you don't sin at all.
So you say Yom Kippur. That's true. But you're already saying something. We'll get more. That's true. We're going to get back to the Yom Kippur part. Yeah, Joe?
The practical difference would be Erev Rosh Hashanah, right?
Well, they both... They, yeah, why?
Because, like, we specifically don't blow shofar in Erev Rosh Hashanah to show that they're...
Difference between Rishus and Achova.
So if they were, you know, intertwined, then you wouldn't have that separation. You wouldn't blow shofar.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's a separate... We have a separate reason. Either, like you had said, Lafsik... being tkiot reshut lechova, or this other metaphysical reason that you have to figure out what it means. Kedei la'arbeiv et ha-satan. Okay, that's what we don't blow an erev Rosh Hashanah. You got to figure out what that means. Okay, yeah.
I think part of the difference might be that if it's part of the preparation, then it's a mitzvah connected with Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, it could be a separate mitzvah.
Right, that's the idea. The idea would be is if it's connected to Rosh Hashanah, then, for example, and this is what's brought down to you. In the Tzitz Eliezer, if you turn the page for a second, the Tzitz Eliezer asked a question, great question, which he said, "Mitzvah tkiat shofar b'chodesh Elul, im itkinu otar rak al tzibur, o gam al yachid amit palel beito." One of the great nafkaminas is what? Let's say you overslept. Let's say you didn't get to a minyan and you didn't hear shofar now during Chodesh Elul. Do you now? Is it a mitzvah on the yachid? Or is it a mitzvah on the tzibur? So what would you say? If it's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, it follows the rules of Rosh Hashanah. So what would you say? Just like on Rosh Hashanah, do you have to what? It's all both on the tzibur and on the yachid. Versus what? If it's following the precedent of Hashem telling Moshe, Alei Eli Ahara, Ve'evi'u shofar b'machaneh, says that Tzitz Eliezer what? There was Bitzibur. The whole concept, most people here have never heard of the concept. If I miss shofar blowing during the Chodesh Elul, I better go make it up. Why? Because it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. Because it follows what? The historical obligation, that independent obligation of what? Shelo yitu oda achar avodah zara, that Hashem said, Hevi'u shofar b'machaneh. And you look at the fine print, that's what the Tzitz Eliezer disagreed with the grandson of the chief rabbi of Israel, named Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and he brought down that it's independent. We see that the source from this Pirkei the Rebbe Lazar and in the Torah which I brought for you is what? Shaloi. What? Therefore, you can even use a pasul shofar. Because the main mitzvah of the Tanit is the Chatzotrot. The mitzvah of the day is the Chatzotrot. And therefore, what would you say? If the whole reason is Shaloi Yitu Odar Chavar Zara, do I really care if it's a real kosher shofar? Maybe not. You just need a shofar. Yeah, it's got to be called a shofar, but it could be a shofar pasul. Can't be some sort of other, some other musical instrument, a trumpet. It's got to be a shofar, but it could be a shofar pasul. But if, again, it's following along the lines of Rosh Hashanah, so maybe you would say you need to be a shofar kasher. Third nafkamina could be day and nighttime. We know they have to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah in the daytime. And not during the nighttime. Okay? So we know that the minhag is to blow both morning, and some people blow it even towards the night. That could be a nafkamina. Could be another nafkamina. Up till now is part one of the shir. Part two coming up. Part two coming up is I want to be mechadesh something different. Till now we did part one. Part one is fundamental chakira, blowing of the shofar Rosh Chodesh Elul and Elul. On one level we could say they're one and the same, which is independent of Rosh Hashanah, Shelo Yitu Ora Chavar Zara, and therefore maybe you can have a pasul shofar. Maybe what? Maybe it doesn't have to be Bitzibur. Maybe it has to be Bitzibur, and not, you don't have to do a Chiyuv B'Yachid. daytime versus nighttime. Okay. There are other nafkaminas, but not for now. I want to claim something different. And with this, I want you to look at the Torah. I skipped one source for it. The Torah. And this is what I'm going to ask you to think about is the Torah is quoting from the same Medrash of the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Tanya b'Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. B'Rosh Chodesh Elul. Everyone with me? Everyone knows who the Torah was? Who was the Torah? It's a compendium of halachos. That's true. What's his name? The Torah was Rav Yaakov ben Asher. Who's Asher? The Asher was the Rosh, Rav Asher ben Yechiel. Go to one of the three pillars of Allah. Who are the other two pillars? The Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. Good, those are the three pillars of Allah. So the tour, everyone with me? Even though you're late at night? Some people I ask, that's my fair question to people.
Now are we?
What? Right now we're in the tour in the bottom of page one. Bottom of page one, the tour. Rav Yaakov ben Asher in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph says, he quotes this Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Look what he says. It's simple, but you'll tell me, we're going to connect this to the Rokeach, which we mentioned earlier on. Tanya b'Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Alei Elai Ahara She'oz Allah L'Kabel Luchot Achronot Ve'viru Shofar B'machaneh. Why did Moshe, we said this already, but we didn't focus on this. What does the Torah give us to focus on? What is the reason why Moshe goes up Rosh Chodesh Elul? For what purpose? To get the second Luchot. The Luchot Shniot. To get the Torah. To get the Torah. Oz Allah L'Kabel Luchot Achronot. And what did he do for that? Ve'heviru Shofar B'machaneh. I claim to you a thesis. What is the purpose of blowing shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul? Because it is the beginning of a 40-day period called what? Kabbalas HaTorah. It's called Kabbalas HaTorah. We know they blew the shofar at the first Kabbalas HaTorah. Bayam Shoch HaYovel, but Karen HaYovel talks about blowing the shofar there. Here the Ribbono Shalom says, Moshe, you come up to the mountain. To get the Luchot Achronot, Luchot Shniot, what do you have to do? Ve'viru Shofar B'machaneh, and we're going to make sure that we're not going to repeat the mistake that we had. But the purpose of blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul is for what? It is an announcement that now we are going to do what? We're about to get Luchot, the Torah. Why do I need a second time to get a Torah? Because we messed up the first time. How did we mess up? The chet egel. Now, what is going on now? So what happened? The Nevi'im explain, Yecheskel Perachaf. The Gemara talks about it. What happened as a result of chet egel? What do the Jewish people think? As a result of chet egel, what do we have? We're going to learn in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. What do we have that the Sfaradim say all the time? Every Monday and Thursday, what do you have? Yud Gimel Midot. Right? What happened? What was It's not the ego. The state. What was the state of Am Yisrael? What was the state of Am Yisrael after they did Chet Egel? What did Hashem say to Moshe? What did Hashem say to Moshe? What do you want to do? Right? Wipe them out, right? I'll make you a new nation. So what did you think Am Yisrael thought at that point? This is the Nevi'im talks about. What?
Very low.
Very low. Not only very low, it's marked in actual, in Tanakh, where if you look at the things are switched up. In Parshas, Truma, and Tetzav, and Kitisa, in the middle. And then Vayakob Akudei, things are switched up between Shabbos and the Mishkan. This is not a partial Shavuot Shir there. But it talks about the distance that we felt from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we messed up big time. Whether you want to hold it Avodah Zarah or not, the bottom line is that what? We thought, and this is the language that's used, Sefer Kritut. We thought there's no more relationship. We thought there was a divorce. We thought there was no more relationship. Therefore, what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a blowing of the shofar. Then what? Come back up, and what do you have? You have a new Kabbalah Sator. We have a new Kabbalah Sator. To say what? That you have a relationship. You have a relationship. This is not just fluff. What is the? When do we blow the shofar? During tefillah. Specifically during tefillah. We're going to talk about what tekiat shofar is, but it's specifically during tefillah. What happens now is that during this time period where we start doing Yud Gimel Midot, like the Rokeach had said, even though practically we don't do all 40 days, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blew the shofar to say, hey, we have a relationship, we are now, you have to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. That's what I think it's meant right now. Rosh Chodesh Elul is saying, we have 40 days to your Kabbalah Satorah. Now, the source of tefillah, many of us have learned from Masechet Ta'anit Dav Bet Amud Aleph, quoting the pasuk in Shema, Ula Avdo, Bechol Levavchem Zu Tefillah. However, if you go to Masechet Rosh Hashanah, after Chira Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the sheet of the Rabbi Yochanan. You look it up in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not in the sources. I wanted to keep it, save the trees. That Rabbi Yochanan says what? Rabbi Yochanan says that El Mali Mikra Katuv Yev Shalom Omro, if the Torah didn't say it, you couldn't even say it. Vayavor Hashem Al Pana Vayikra. That what? Melamed. That what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a what? Put on a talis. And he taught us, if you mess up, you have to say the Yud Gimel Midos. Which means that we have a second source of tefillah, which is during the next 40 days. This new tefillah, the question comes, why do I need two sources of tefillah? Ulav do b'chol levavchem, and vayavur Hashem al panav vayikra, Hashem Hashem kel mole kel rachum mechani. The answer is, that one ulav do b'chol levavchem is a tefillah, kol hashana kula. But then I need another source. Specifically, we're blowing tekiat shofar during tefillah. And tekiat shofar is an expression of tefillah. Definitely according to Shitas Rashi. That's one of the other opinions. It's a tefillah that we now have, what? That it's a manifestation that we have a relationship with the Ribono Shalom stuff. That we're blowing it during tefillah. For what purpose? To prepare every single day to say that I have the relationship. To say that there's tshuva that we have. It's the 30 days. I want to say that it's actually not disconnected from Rosh Hashanah. It's a preparation, like the Rambam said, it's a preparation. I have to get ready. I'm trying to return to God for those 30 days to Rosh Hashanah. But it's more than that. Look at the last source in front of you. Last page. Last page. The Mishnah, which we just finished Tuba'av. The Mishnah Masechet Tanit says, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo ayu yamim tovim li Yisrael, ki chamisha asar ba'av uvi uchiyom ha-kipurim. Why is Yom HaKippurim the happiest day of the year, says the Gemara? It quotes in the Mishnah first, but what? Biyom Chatunato, it quotes a pasuk in Nu, Shir HaShirim, Tzeno Re'ena. It says, Biyom Chatunato, Biyom Simcha Libo, Biyom Chatunato, Zu, or Zo, Matan Torah. Which means what? Now all of a sudden we have two Matan Torahs. We have Matan Torah either on Vav or Zayin Sivan, and we have Yom Kippur. What's going on here? It's very, very simple. Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're blowing the shofar for what? Hashem says what? Kabbalah Satorah. Don't think that you've sinned. We've sinned. I'm not a perfect Jew. Correct. Shkoyach. That's it. We don't have a relationship. Chet. You know what the word chet is? Chet means sin, but it also in Hebrew is hachta'ah. It means we've missed the target. By every sin we have, we're rupturing our relationship with Hashem. We mess up. So you'd say, oh, no more relationship. Comes Rosh Chodesh Elul, we blow the shofar, and we say, we're getting ready. Why do I need a second Matan Torah? Yom Chatunato, Yom Simchas Libo, Yom Kippur, that Hashem is Mechadesh, that even after we've messed up, what do we have? Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts us. That is the Hashem Hashem. Why do we have Hashem Hashem as the Midot? Hashem Lifnei Achet, and Hashem Achar Achet. Yugimo Midot. That the Ribon Shalom says, even the biggest chesed that we have, we blow the shofar for the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Why? As a chiddush, that what? We have tshuva, that we're getting ready to say that we want to have this relationship as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. But it's more than that. Because in theory, we should be blowing it like the Rokeach said, all the way till Yom Kippur. Because it's really a preparation for the Matan Torah. When do we do it? We do it during tefillah, tkiyat shofar, as a manifestation of a tefillah. Again, having the two sources, what I've said, this chiddush is based on the Parchat Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Hutner, both in Yom Kippur, Mamar Aleph, and also in Rosh Hashanah. He's mechadesh this malach also. He doesn't put this all together, what I've said, but it's based on his idea. So we're clear? I think it is a very empowering message. It's an empowering message that, again, trying to find what a minhag is, what the takanas chachamim is, and what's behind it. In my opinion, this is pshat. And what the Torah said? The Torah said that he went up for what purpose? Lekabel luchot achronot. And that's what the Rekeach said, that in theory we should be blowing all the way to the 40 days because it's Kabbalah Satorah. Why do I need another Kabbalah Satorah again? And I think it's a very important message for us to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect perfection, but he expects us to try to perfect ourselves, to work on ourselves from the shofar, which is not only language of shofaret, but also l'shaper, to improve ourselves. Mirtza Hashem, we should call this year as we can start learning now about Tkiyat Shofar. Hopefully this was a good introduction. Of now, you think about the blowing of the shofar during the day. It's not, okay, let me just be better. It's specifically guys now that are coming for their Shana Aleph now to go and try to reconnect or connect to Torah and to connect it for themselves. I think it's an important message to have for Rosh Chodesh Elul, for Elul and Mirtz Hashem. We'll get to the Rosh Hashanah and to the Yom Kippur. Yom Shav, good night. You can keep it.